Many who enter prison in Syria never leave. Their families hope they're alive, and they pay money for any information they can get. But photos smuggled out of Syria of thousands of emaciated and tortured victims are proof that many do not survive. The graphic photos are now on public display in the U.S. Capitol building here in Washington, D.C. Many more have been posted online. In this essay from the field, NPR's Deborah Amos tells us about Syrians she met in Turkey who described what has become a grim side business in the Syrian war.
How much does hope cost? For many Syrian families, the price was counted in tens of thousands of dollars. Many were willing to pay for signs that a missing friend or relative was still alive in Syria's vast prison system. A trove of pictures from a Syrian police defector proved otherwise. There are 11,000 victims documented in high resolution, the bodies carefully cataloged with coded numbers inked on every corpse. The revelations have disrupted a widespread business in Syria that tells a disturbing story about a society at war. It was a business I kept hearing about on trips to southern Turkey. Syrians told me stories about security police who offered scraps of information about the missing for a price. Families paid to find out where someone was held, for extra food, for better treatment, for prisoners who were already dead. I heard this story from Amr, a young Syrian I met in southern Turkey. He was devastated after identifying his friend online. Amr calculates death came a month after the arrest. But for more than 2 years, security agents told his friend's parents he was alive. They paid more than $10,000 to agents who made up messages from a dead man to his two young sons. Amr explains the police used prison files to extend the extortion. It's an all too common story. Syrians told me that everybody with a missing relative pays. The Syrian opposition group that posted the photographs say they wanted to put an end to this gruesome business. And Syrian families are now examining the photographs. For 11,000 victims, the answer is now clear and prompted a prominent Syrian human rights lawyer to risk posting advice on Facebook from Damascus. I realize the suffering of the families is similar to a drowning man who hangs on to a straw, he wrote. But watch out for the scam of crooks and war brokers, he continued. Do not pay for your children without verification. For some, a police defector's photographs are now the grim proof. Deborah Amos, NPR News in southern Turkey.